Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Diniklara na ng World Health Organization ang coronavirus na isang pandemic. At top of mind, lagi po pag sinabi nating, well, WHO, coronavirus, travel ang naiisip natin. Kaya naman po, natutuwa kami dahil pinaunlakan tayo ng ating special guest. Walang iba po kundi ang dating Philippine Honorary Consul General ng Victoria at may-ari po ng Philippine Tours, si Ma'am Virginia Gigi Calong. Good morning po, Tita Gigi.
Good morning and magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Top of mind, kapag ka sinabing coronavirus, bukod pa sa fear na, di ba, baka mahawa po tayo, kalimitang iniisip natin ay ang travel. Kamusta po ngayon ang inyong negosyo?
Well, we're very busy entertaining cancellations, rebooking, and talking to people who still wants to go to the Philippines.
Because meron pa rin.
At the moment, there's still no travel ban in the Philippines. It hasn't been declared na the Philippines is not a go zone. And even Philippine Airlines or Cebu Pacific, our major airlines that fly to the Philippines from Melbourne, Sydney, or from Australia, is only entertaining pre-cancellation or free refund. They can get full refund. Anybody traveling 31 of March. Beyond that, not yet.
Okay, so hanggang ang advisory po sa inyo ay effective lang or like let's say sakop lang hanggang March 31.
Yeah, 31 okay. March departure, you can have, you don't have to pay the penalty of rebooking, but you still have to pay the difference of the airfare. Say, for example, you pay $500 airfare and the airfare went up to $600. So you still have to pay the $100 difference. But you're not paying the $385, which is normally the rebooking reissue fee from the airline. And Cebu Pacific, which is a non-refundable, non-changeable ticket, they are good enough to go on board and saying that anybody traveling by end of March or 31 of March, they can have free change of dates. But mm-hmm. still also, they will still have to pay the difference of the airfare.
Okay, sige po.
Yeah. This is where we're very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Diyan po, you know, just clarifying yeah. also yung finer details.
Yes.
Opo, yeah. Sa mga pasahero and those who are probably confused or in the dark kung ano nga ba ang mag-a-apply na fees para sa kanila.
Correct.
Okay.
Yung iba naman na walang dates, then this is the issue with the airlines. It is beyond our control because once they are ticketed, it's the control of the airline and we are at their mercy about refunds, cancellations, and rebooking and reissues.
Yeah. Okay. Ngayon, ma'am, kasi po, di ba, pag sinabi nating, yun nga, anytime merong mga advisory, lalo na travel ban na ini-issue, dahil lalo na ngayon, epektibo na ang travel ban sa Italy.
Yes.
Okay. Top of mind, iniisip natin, ang pinakaunang tinatamaan ay ang travel agencies.
Of
How
course.
True? Totoo po ba?
Definitely.
Very at gaano? True. Sige po.
Well, number one is, of course, people who wants to travel to Europe because Italy is there, say like the pilgrimages, they're all put on hold. Even people who plans the big holidays, you know, going in September, October, you know, August, they still thinking, say, what will happen when it goes beyond that. But nobody can say what will happen. So we are going, what all I always say is we're going to deal with the issue of today. Today, it was announced na pandemic na, di ba? We deal it for today. We don't know. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow we don't know. If we change a little bit of our attitude towards this and we don't join the panic because there's no, in Australia, we're very lucky. We don't have to panic because it's a big country, it's a big area.
Ngayon, ma'am, you're a member of the Australian Association of Travel Agents, ni po ba? So I'm sure you're constantly, you know, open ang communication lines ninyo sa iba-iba pang mga miyembro. So,
yes.
Ano po yung general sentiment ng inyong grupo towards the growing impact of COVID-19?
Every day we receive advisory, yeah? We receive advisory or checklist from the Australian Federation of Travel Agents. And also, we talk to other agencies. We're feeling the heat, you know. Mm-hmm. We're being hit, you know, like right, left, and center. But we're lucky with the Philippine market because it did not start till March. January, February, we're still very busy because mga matatapang naman ng mga Pilipino, they're very resilient. You know, they say, okay, you know, even they, pagkakahit na gipit tayo, pag may nangyari sa pamilya natin, we still go home because this is what our DNA dictates, that we are family. No matter what happened, we stay together. Oh. Mm-hmm. There's no ban from the Philippines to Australia and Australia to the Philippines.
So at least yan ang silver lining para sa inyo.
Yes, I mean, they cut down services, I suppose, because if there's 5 flights a week, but if this they cannot sustain 800 passengers for a week, so business sense, you have to cut down. Like us, we have to cut down expenses. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't go panic and buy toilet paper. I told my staff to bring their own toilet paper.
Talaga po ba?
No, I'm just joking.
Joke lang.
I won't do that. But that's the case, you know. I mean, this is the one that's going to learn from this is that we have to concentrate perhaps maybe yung Australian travel naman domestically.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you drive, you're not going to get it. You know, with your family, you go, if you're afraid to go to Europe, you know, drive in Australia.
Drive oo nga to, po. Drive long to, drive na lang.
Yeah, drive to Ayers Rock because, some Australians, I speak to them when they said, have you been to Ayers Rock? And they said, no. I said, I'm more Australian than you because I've been there 3 times. Because I love bushwalking. I love the mountains, you know, I love water. So there's a lot of places that you can go here. And then you can still use your travel agent to guide you.
Mm-hmm.
Not overseas, but Australia-wide.
Okay. So at least you're looking at alternatives naman po.
Yes,
hindi
of course.
Po ba,
yeah.
No? So number one, ito yung mga sabihin natin na what you have going, no, for at least for your agency. Number one, wala namang travel ban sa Pilipinas.
Correct.
So tuloy-tuloy, mas maliit lang ang volume, pero at least business is still there.
Correct.
Okay. Number two, pwede namang of course, mag-offer tayo ng mga local
travel
packages. Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am, sige. So you've been in the industry, in the travel business for over 3 decades.
38 years, yeah.
38 po. Uh-oh. Final na? Final answer?
More or less.
More or less. Okay. So that puts you in a position na siguro sabihin natin na para maikumpara yung trying times na dinaanan ng travel industry. How does it compare to coronavirus?
This is the worst because I never seen the panic. When we have the SARS, we have the 9/11, and even when, you know, when there's competition between travel agents, like selling nets and, you know, just to get the clientele and all this. We've seen all that. And we have, you know, yung mga thriving na mga agencies and you think you're going down because they have more than you and all this. But when we have the SARS, we persevere. The panic is about the attitude of the people.
And that's what is most disturbing para
po
sa
inyo. It's most disturbing because they're panicking. They're not going to travel. They're not going to book. I mean, they're going to postpone it. Oh, that's fine. We understand. We always understand because in this industry, number one is you have to be compassionate. You have to put yourself on their shoes. If you're going to be the one traveling, what are you going to do? But don't ask me because I still travel because I'm a travel agent.
Of course, kailangan you know? Po yan.
But because of the experience that we have, before, I think what is missing is confidence of the people to do what they have to do.
Okay. Advice po sa mga babiyahe, lalo na particular sa pagkuha ng travel insurance.
Now, the travel insurance, no travel insurance will cover coronavirus or even pandemic. No travel insurance. But there's an insurance company that you can be insured for cancellation for no reason. But this one got conditions. The conditions is that you have to buy the insurance together with payment of your airfare. And then There is, of course, there's a limit of how much, and you have to, and you cancel 7 days before departure. You cannot, and there's condition. We always have to check the condition. But what I'm saying is that if you have to go, just go.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.